hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. On the phone with me is the Big Cheese from Explore Ventures. Of course, I'm talking about Clay McArdle. Clay, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, it's been a week or so since we've spoken, and boy, did I miss you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And actually, we didn't speak on Scuba Radio. We spoke on Just Plane Radio, because Clay's a fellow pilot friend of mine. And we've been sharing a few flying stories in between our little dive adventures, which you've been doing this for years, flying all around the Caribbean from one liveaboard to the other. I mean, you're just living the life there, Clay. You hear what I'm saying?
Some people would say that, yes.
Yes. You know, but you laugh sarcastically. What was that supposed to mean? Yeah, well, because his last little adventure through the Caribbean, you had some issues in your flight path there, or your flight planning. But you got back in one piece, and it's all good now, right?
Yeah, no, got back in one piece. No emergencies or anything like that. Just a couple minor, you know, mechanical issues with the engine, you know, but nothing that's a simple application of money won't fix.
Just enough to keep you on your toes and keep things exciting,
yep.
Right? There
yep.
You go. All right, so, but let's talk about the liveaboards. First of all, we got to tell everybody about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October 6th through the 13th, through Divers Alert Network and Explore Ventures, of course. And if you go to scubaradio.com on the front page there is a link to all three of our company's Facebook fan pages. So if you like Scuba Radio, you like Divers Alert Network, and you like Explore Ventures, not only will you get one chance to win a free spot on the Explore Ventures liveaboard cruise in October, you'll have three. So if you know, for each like, you get an entry into our giveaway. You have till the end of July to get in on that little Facebook promotion that we're doing. It's going pretty well. It's kind of cool to see how many people are interested in going to the Turks and Caicos with us. You know, hear what I'm saying there, Clay?
It is very cool. And you know, there's only 2 weeks left, and I think we've got hundreds of applicants so far. So
yeah, but you don't. Excited. You can't win if you don't enter, so don't let that deter you, and now you know you have three chances to enter to increase those odds. So, and if you don't win, we have a few spots for sale. Go to exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577 is the number to call, October 6th through the 13th in the Turks and Caicos. Okay, so we took care of the business, and it's good to see the interest for people that want to join us, despite the fact that they may have heard some of the adventures that we've done on that boat before. That's quite remarkable in one sense. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
Definitely. You know, and I haven't been on a trip with you, and I guess it's a couple of years now, but I keep hearing the stories, and I'm not sure whether I'm glad I was there or not.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's better just to hear about them. Is that what you're saying?
It seemed like you've had way too much fun than a couple of people should be allowed to have during the course.
Nobody has ever been arrested or ended up in jail or anything like that, so it's all been good. But it's been every trip we have done with Explore Ventures on these liveaboards has been truly memorable. I mean, they have been very unique itineraries, and you know, when you throw in our little shenanigans, it definitely kicks things up on the social side a little bit. And I don't know, you know, remember that you get free drinks and stuff after the diving day is done. It's just, it lends itself to a nice little atmosphere to get some great radio, because we do a broadcast from the deck of the boat, but just to hang out with some diving friends and just have a great time. So you're gonna have to join us this time. I think you ought to make a special point to get out there. Fly your plane. Yeah, you'll have it fixed by then, right?
Well, I should have it fixed by then. If I fly my plane, maybe you and I should go down together.
Well, that's an idea. That's a possibility. You know, I already bought an airline ticket, though. But I could always get a refund, right? And we can fly and fly that to gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much does it cost to fly down there, I'm guessing, to the Turks?
I really don't want to estimate.
You don't want to even think about that, huh?
It's depressing.
It's the convenience factor and the cool factor. That's why you do it, right?
Yeah, well, you know, they used to talk in the flying game, they used to talk about, you know, the quick Sunday morning flights to go grab lunch, and they used to term it the $100 hamburger.
Right,
but,
right.
Given fuel prices these days...
It's like $1.50.
Yeah, I think it better be a pretty nice hamburger.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a little crazy. But, you know, I digress. Go to justplaneradio.com, and you can get filled in on all the airplane stuff. Let's talk diving. Let's talk about these liveaboards, because they are truly unique and probably, I've said this time and time again, the best way to experience diving, period. Well, are you with me on this, Clay?
I'm definitely with you. You know, the advantage of liveaboards really is several fold. The obvious advantages are that, you know, you arrive on the boat, you know, the first day of the week, and you set up your gear once, and it's set up for the rest of the week. You only have to take your first stage off the tank, and we fill it up, and you stick your first stage back on, and you're ready to go for another dive. You know, in the Caribbean, we offer 5 dives a day, four during the day, and one night dive. Other parts of the world, it depends. We do 4 dives a day in the Maldives, which is, I think, the most of any boat down in the Maldives, and then 3 a day in Galapagos, which is a national park regulation down there. But the advantage is really, you know, other than the convenience or the fact that you can hit some remote sites, you're living on the boat. But even if you're not at a remote site that land-based operators can't access, you don't have a boat ride to get out there. You wake up and you're there already. So it's a very relaxing way to spend a week. It's you don't really have any schedule issues. You're not going to miss the boat. You're not going to miss the dive if you don't want to. It's just a real easy, relaxing way to spend a week.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a great way to hone your skills as well. When I travel with some of our crew, some of them are, you know, beginner divers. I mean, Bill the producer is a perfect example. He doesn't get out of the studio much. But when we let him out and he goes on these liveaboards, he is just tickled pink, because it gives him an opportunity to really just focus on diving and honing his skills. You know, 5-6 days straight doing 4 or 5 dives a day, and that really can just catapult your experience level forward tenfold, just getting into that routine, whether it's just your diving skills, buoyancy, that type of thing, or picking up a specialty like photography and working honing on underwater photography skills and things like that. You see a lot of that on these trips, don't you?
That's a really common comment that we get when people get off. You know, they may have not been diving for a couple of years. They might have just gotten certified recently, and they really realize that at the end of a week, they've gotten so comfortable with their gear, so comfortable with the with just being in the water and making it second nature. They realize how much they have to learn, because we're all learning all the time.
Yes, some of us faster than others, but. I'm in the other category, unfortunately, but that helps. It's just experience, the frequency, the routine of being on a liveaboard and doing this definitely lends itself to, you know, giving you the option to learn some new stuff or hone those skills and make you just a better diver. I mean, definitely, I love the routine. And the thing is, you can cater it however you see fit for your personal desire. If you want to sleep in because you took advantage of those free drinks they offer on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard after dinner when you're done diving for the day, you may want to skip the first dive. That's up to you. And sleep in a little bit if you're a late sleeper. I don't know many people like that, personally. yeah. Anyway, but you can set up the schedule as you see fit. It really is nice and just the best way to go. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the different places. Obviously, we've mentioned the Turks and Caicos. When we're going in October, that is phenomenal. time to be in the Caribbean. It's flat, calm seas. After the summer, you know, the water is nice and warm. The winds haven't kicked up for the winter months yet, so you get some of the best visibility and conditions than you could ever experience in the Turks and Caicos, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on average, that's a great time of year to go go diving, and pretty much anywhere in the Caribbean. As you said, the water temperatures are nice and warm. You'll see water temperatures in the mid 80s at that point. Just a beautiful time of year.
No doubt about it. And then we have the Maldives, we have the Galapagos, the Bahamas. What am I forgetting? I'm forgetting one.
Well, that boat you spent 3 or 4 weeks on, I think. The one way out there.
Well, help me.
Northeastern Caribbean.
I knew there was something I forgot. All right, we'll get to these next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Weather is better when you breathe like a fish. Weather is better when you're making a wish. Right now I wish that I was making bubbles, diving away.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Ray the Dive Master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the birds, I swear. There might be some of the other guys. I don't know. But if you go on the Galapagos or the Humboldt Explorer, you will see some amazing marine life. So that's the thing. Clay from Explorer Ventures is with me on Scuba Radio. And the Humboldt Explorer, the Galapagos in general, has to be, I'm guessing, the most condensed version of wildlife on the planet. Is that an accurate description or
you
what,
know,
Clay?
It's got to be. It's just such an amazing destination that, if it's not on people's bucket list, it needs to be on their bucket list.
I mean, it'll just blow your mind. I mean, even if you didn't get in the water in the Galapagos and just stayed on the boat the entire week, you would be entertained beyond belief. Because when we were there that week, we had manta rays or some kind of special rays. They were jumping up out of the water by the hundreds. It was crazy. We had a whale shark swim up to the side of the boat. I mean, it was just a phenomenal. And then when you're cruising around some of the out islands there in the Galapagos, the birds, the boobies, the frigates, all kinds of, there's just stuff all over the place. It's just a bizarre place to visit and witness firsthand. I mean, how many times have you been there, Clay?
I've been there a few times already. I'm looking forward to going back this fall. But you know, it's the kind of place, you know, it's challenging diving. It's you know, during the summer months, you get the currents coming up from you know, the south, and the water temperature is actually cooler. It can be, you know, down to mid 50s to low 60s down below the thermocline, and you get significant currents, you get upwellings, downwellings, and you know, the reward for dealing with all that is just the most amazing marine life. You know, hundreds of hammerheads, you know, whale sharks, you know, silky sharks, a little bit of everything down there.
Yeah, it is, but you brought up a great point. I wouldn't say it's a dive for beginners or a liveaboard for beginners. You probably want to have a few dives under your belt before you tackle the Galapagos. But it is extremely rewarding. And, you know, those currents, not only do they bring in the marine life and give you an experience like that that you'll find no other place on the world, in the world, the thing is, it's a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, that washing machine dive that we did about halfway through the week, that will go down as one of my most memorable dives of all time. It was just fun. It was like doing a roller coaster underwater. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep, definitely. Did you come out well-rinsed?
I did. I came out well-rinsed, and I was one of the few people who didn't lose any gear on that one. you know, there's masks going here and fins going. It's just crazy. But it was just a blast. It was so much fun. And but you know, you need to be very comfortable with your skills and your diving experience before you tackle something like that. So, you know, don't go into it lightly. But, man, if you like a thrill ride, woo! That it just doesn't get any better than that. So there you go. There's the Galapagos. Right now, let's see. Here we are in July. They're kind of upside down. So we're in summer. It's kind of the cool season there, right? So the water's cooler. And
yep.
But that brings in the bigger animals sometimes, right?
Yeah, it brings in the whale sharks. And that's, you know, they're far more common during the summer months, you know, the northern summer months.
Yeah.
Than they are during the winter. But, you know, the flip side is that during the winter, which even though Galapagos was on the equator, actually you crossed the equator during the course of the trip, the winter months have warmer water, you know, more schooling hammerheads and that type of thing. So it's a little bit of, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Right.
But there's always something to see. People, you know, disappointment is not an option on that trip.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the week I went, I think it was the summer. I think it was August, now that I think about it. I went a couple years ago, and the one thing, the visibility wasn't great the week we were there, but it didn't matter. I mean, there was so much stuff to see. I mean, we had the Galapagos penguins, we had sea lions, we had the sharks, we had the whales. I mean, we saw pretty much every species of animal, marine life on the planet in this week span of diving in the Galapagos. Manta rays, and to top it off, we had the We swam with, you know, nine orcas, nine killer whales, which was like icing on the cake, which was even rare for the Galapagos. They get them, I don't know, once or a few times a year, according to the dive master. But my week was the lucky week, and we got to hang out with the killer whales. So you never know. So, you know, like you said, it depends on the time of year. If you pick the winter months or the summer months, really doesn't matter, I guess, for the Galapagos. Now, let's focus on some of the more tame or more easier diving. Obviously, we mentioned the Turks and Caicos. It doesn't get any easier than that. But we have Saba, St. Kitts, that itinerary. That one's a great adventure. And it's the one where you started and why you're celebrating 25 years in the biz this year, right?
Yep, exactly. In June 1987, the first part of June, we ran our first charter based out of St. Martin going to Saba and St. Kitts. And we've been doing it solidly for 25 years since then. We've got a different boat there now, but the itinerary has remained essentially unchanged, and it's still one of our most popular itineraries. It's a great way to combine a five dive a day live aboard with you know, island tours that allow you to explore islands, all of which have different histories, different cultures, and it's just a fascinating trip. Coupled with the fact that the diving is, it's just a huge amount of variety down there. You've got reefs, walls, wrecks, pinnacles. You've got all sorts of marine life down there that is either very uncommon or unknown in other parts. We've, I think, over the course of the years, sent various photos of species that we found to Paul Heumann that he can't identify.
Yeah.
We've got, there's an area in Ceiba where we can see three or four different frogfish of different colors on one dive. And that's just unheard of.
Yeah, it is. It's just an amazing place. And the boat is nice. The land-based tours really do make it very special and very unique from most liveaboard adventures that you have. Just that trip or that land tour to Ceiba is worth a trip. Get your little Ceiba beads and that kind of thing at the local gift shop there on the top of the island. Have a cocktail maybe at the, overlooking the valley or the landing strip, which is like one of those, shortest landing strips in the world or something like that. Is that what it is?
Yeah, shortest commercial landing strip in the world. I think it's just under 1,300 feet, something like that.
Have you ever taken your plane to that one?
I have not. I have flown by it, but I have not landed there. You actually need special permission to land there.
Oh, okay. Well, and probably you have to be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. You can just sit there at one of the lookout bars and watch the planes come in and out. It's nuts. They come off and the plane sinks off the edge of the cliff, and then it pops back up. Well, 9 times out of 10, I don't know. That's why it might be a great liveaboard destination as opposed to flying in. No, it's a great place to fly in, too.
They have like a 50% success rate on TikTok. Actually,
yeah.
They've never had an incident there at all.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. All right. ExploreAdventures.com. Go there. Book it today. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master. On the phone with me now is my good buddy, Mark.
Greg.
How you doing, Mark?
Great, Greg. How's it going?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I know you're doing even better. I mean,
I'm doing awesome.
You know, very seldom do people make me feel bad about my gig. But every once in a while it happens, and sure enough, Mark sends me this little video clip of him and Grand Cayman on the bow of the Kittiwake artificial reef. They're underwater with a scuba radio hat on. And I loved your video there, Mark. It looked like you had a great time there in the Caymans, huh?
Oh, always have a great time in the Caymans, Greg. It's a fun place to go. By the way, that is the stern of the Kittiwake, not the bow.
Okay, it was the butt ass. It was the butt of the Kittiwake,
yes.
Which is more appropriate if you're showing your scuba radio. Which, it kind of sparked this little promotion that I've had in mind for some time. And I did post the video clip up on the Scuba Radio Facebook fan page of Mark wearing his scuba radio hat, filming it there on the butt side of the Kittiwake artificial reef. And if you do the same, say you videotape or you send us a picture of you in a Scuba Radio t-shirt, a sticker, a hat, a tattoo, I don't know, you make up your own Scuba Radio logo. Put it on an appropriate body part, film it, email it to us, or put it up online someplace. Make sure we can see it. Who knows? If we like what you did, we may award you with something, quite spectacular. Maybe it'll be a trip. Maybe it'll be just another t-shirt. Maybe it'll be one of these, I don't know, maybe one of your pens. Maybe we ought to do that
yeah,
with one of these dive pens, Mark, you've been working on. How's that coming along, by the way?
It's coming along pretty good. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to a guy about doing some engraving, possibly putting scuba radio on those pens.
Nice. Yeah, Mark's created these really nice cross, is that what it is, cross pens? What do you call them
again? Yeah, they have a cross fill to them, but they're actually a Mont Blanc pen knockoff. So it's kind of a a nice French fancy pen. Great.
Yeah, they look very fancy, and they got a little dive flag motif to them. They're sweet. They are awesome.
Yeah.
And anyway, the bottom line is you show us your scuba radio, and we'll show you something nice in return, possibly. All right, hang tight, Mark. I want to talk a little bit more about your diving in Cayman, all right?
You got it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word.
Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a skin dive. Silence. We are going underwater.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line with me, Mark from M&M. Back in the day, you may remember our first scuba radio super fans, and I mean that in a good way. You're good with that, right, Mark?
Oh, I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, he used to stalk us before stalking was...
Because you give away all this great stuff, Greg. We
well,
followed you like, you know, like rats.
Well, okay, fair enough. But he's done a lot for the show over the year. He's filmed some things for us. He's made videos, all kinds of crazy stuff. Just got back from the Cayman Islands. Now, you were diving right off of Grand Cayman, right?
Absolutely. Did some shore dives, did some boat dives, and spent 2 weeks down there.
Now, where exactly on the island? Were you near Seven Mile Beach, on the east, west, what? Where?
We're on the west side. Most of the diving we did was on the west side because the weather seemed to call for that. So we didn't do any north side diving, but the west side is full of all kinds of stuff, including their new wreck down there, the Kittiwake.
Okay, and west side, that's over there by Dive Tech, Cobalt Coast, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that
pretty
that
much.
Side? Yeah, and
yeah.
The Turtle Farm is out that way, I believe.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay, so you're hanging out that side of the island, and you mixed it up a little bit, or were you mostly just going right off from shore?
I did a little of both. I did three or four boat dives, but I did also do a lot of shore diving, including down there at Sunset House, you know, where they got the mermaid statue down there?
That's right, where it's very shiny around the ladies'
very shiny. Yeah.
Top side.
Exactly.
It is ironic. You can almost see your own reflection in those babies.
You could brush your teeth in those babies, yep.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but I don't know that I want to. But yeah, no. So you worked your way around the island a little bit, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
what was funny, though, was I went down to see the mermaid, and they told me the mermaid was closed. I said, what do you mean
what?
The mermaid's closed? I guess Patty had a giant blowout down there. They rented every tank and every boat that was in the area, so he couldn't get in the water.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Patty does their Cayman submersion event or
yeah,
something. Immersion,
yeah.
Something like that.
Good
yeah.
to see all those guys, though.
Yeah, yeah. They just take over the Sunset House. So they
had, yeah, they do.
They kind of locked it out from you for a few days, huh?
For a few days, yeah, but that's okay. I still got some video, Greg, of that mermaid for you.
Nice. Well, we've been asked to go down there and bring our Scuba Radio mermaids down there to do some pictures with the Sunset House statue, which is, by the way, that's a great shore dive. I mean, it's been many years since I've been there, but it's still a great shore dive just to swim around that statue in the general vicinity, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. And there's turtles and tarpon and all kinds of stuff to see down there. It's really fantastic.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about the Kittiwake. Now, I have not been to Grand Cayman since they sank this wreck. I think it's been down there a few years now. I don't actually remember. A couple years, maybe?
Just about 18 months. I think it's been
okay,
a year
right.
and a half.
Yeah, so you got down there, and I saw the video. It looked pretty nice. Is it kind of off by itself in a sand flat area, or is there
a
reef around?
They put it in a beautiful spot down there, and I got to tell you, Greg, this is one of the nicest wrecks I've ever been on. They have done such a great job of cleaning it up, and I've got video of the entire wreck inside, in the galley, in the wheelhouse, everything. It's absolutely beautiful.
All right, so it's very accessible. They've got nice big open areas that you can swim in and through and that kind of thing?
They sure do. They sure do. Now, they do. At this point, they are requiring that you go with a guide, and that, usually that's not a problem because you're on the boat, and the tour guide takes you anyway. So it's a great place to go, and nice and safe, and beautiful stuff to see.
What are the depths of that particular wreck site in Cayman?
I think if you get down in the sand, which you normally don't want to do, you might be, maybe it's 70 feet, but the upper part of this thing, there's snorkelers on it, Greg, so it's only like about 30, 40 feet. And you can see the wreck from the water because it's so, or from the top of the water because it's so clear there.
Nice. So what was your highlight for the whole week? Was it the statue at Sunset House of Kittiwake, or was there some other critter or something you experienced there in Cayman that gave you a great memory?
It's so hard to pin it down in Cayman, Greg, because I saw eagle rays. I saw a shark, nurse shark, eat a lionfish, which I've never seen. I've got that on video.
Now, was that instigated by one of the dive guides, or
it
what?
Was. It was. Okay. As you know, down there, the lionfish are kind of running rampant, so they hunt the lionfish. He caught one, and he put it in front of a nurse shark, and the nurse shark snapped it right up.
Nice. Yeah, I have heard stories that a lot of the dive guides in the Bahamas and the Caribbean with the lionfish, they are trying to train the sharks to eat these things. Did he actually talk about how they were trying to get the sharks interested in these fish?
Absolutely.
Or?
Not only the sharks, but some of the grouper, too. They're trying to get the grouper to get a taste for these things. They're a little spiny, so it's a little tough.
Yeah, it's like Mexican spice. You know, it's an acquired taste. But they're trying to help the sharks and the groupers, get that taste for lionfish, which is a good thing. We don't want to see those things. And I heard they are quite prevalent, especially in Cayman. Did you see a lot of them or just a few here and there?
We probably saw maybe a dozen. And they pretty much hunted all of them that we could see. So they got them all. They are beautiful fish, but they are terrorists, of the deep. So
yeah. Did you do any, you didn't happen to do any of those underwater, those submarines that they have there in Cayman?
No, I didn't. Every now and then, when we go down to the mermaid statue, you'll see one come by. But we didn't. we didn't do the tour this time.
Well, I had a friend who did one of the deep submersibles. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that Atlantis submarine thing that they do.
Yes,
at
yes.
Several destinations around the Caribbean. There's a deeper sub that'll take you down to, like, I don't know, it's like a 2 or 4 person sub, and it can do like 300 feet or something like that. It'll take you a couple hundred feet down. And I had heard that places in Cayman, and I'm sure this is anywhere now, unfortunately, but they went down in there in the deep sub, and once they got past the recreational dive limit, there were lionfish everywhere. They could not believe what they saw.
Really?
So, yeah.
I thought there wasn't anything down there but darkness.
Well, in lionfish, at least on this guy's dive. You know, and I don't know if that's just a, one of those unique type of stories, but I was like, ooh, that's not a good sign. But it was because, they were beyond the recreational limit. There's nothing catching the lionfish. I mean, the divers are trying to knock them out, and the dive operations are trying to knock them out. But if they're beyond the recreational dive limit, unless you're a technical diver, there's no divers down there with a pole spear or whatever to take them out and train those groupers and nurse sharks. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Very educational, Greg, as usual with Scuba Radio.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, that's just one story I heard. So, if they're that entrenched, it's going to be hard to wipe them out, but it doesn't, you got to do everything we can, I guess, at least shallows. So we'll see how that progresses over time. So were you shooting video? Was that the main goal of this week, or just to go back and
I took my new Intova camera down there, Greg, and I've got the most amazing video. It was so much better than I even thought when I got it back. It was just great. I can't say enough about this this product. It's really great.
No, what is that? An Intova? What do you mean? What is that? The housing, or is that the camera itself?
It's the camera and the housing. And Greg, the thing is only about the size of a cigarette box, and it takes 1080p high definition video. That's some of the best video I've ever seen. It's incredible.
Huh. So it's a housing and camera combination setup that you found by Intova is the name.
That's right.
I've heard of the name, but I just don't, I'm not familiar with that particular setup.
It's really great. Like I say, I can't say enough about it. I've been editing video now for a week or so, and it's just fantastic. Looks great.
Yeah, well, the video of you in the Scuba Radio baseball cap looked great. Who took that? Because that obviously was you in the picture, I assume.
Yeah, that was me in the picture. That was my brother-in-law, Brian Williams, who
okay.
took that.
So he gets props for filming you accordingly.
That's right.
And once again, if you show us your Scuba Radio, like Mark did on his latest trip to Cayman, we may just do something nice for you, take care of you. Who knows? Maybe we even take him on a trip or so. Where are you heading to next now that you've done your big Cayman trip?
Geez, I don't know what's next. The wife is talking about going to Mexico next year, so maybe, I don't know, Cancun, something like that, or
all right,
that
so, way. Okay, just to be clear, she's saying she's talking about going to Mexico with you, I hope, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
She's double-checking. She's leaving the country. She's threatening to leave. All right, so, okay, so you might do a little Cozumel-Cayman thing, or, I mean, Cancun thing, maybe.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, diving down there is good. Very similar to Cayman as far as the water visibility, which make for some great video, you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Cozumel is one of my favorite places, too. It's a lot of good choices in the Caribbean, Greg.
All right, well, get to work on those pins. They're very, very nice, and I look forward to seeing what you come up with there in the next few weeks there, Mark.
Okay, great. Good talking to you, Greg.
Another brand of rebreather next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 when you're twisted up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
You know, this show has kind of turned into a new gear type of show. We talked about some camera housings, Hey, we're talking about the rebreathers earlier there with Mike Ainge. On the phone with me right now is Doug Ebersole. He works with KISS Rebreathers, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Doug, how are you doing? We've talked to you before about, I don't know, some stuff you've done for Divers Alert Network, but you're wearing your KISS Rebreather hat today, right?
Right. I'm just came on to talk to about KISS rebreathers and so forth. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, well, no worries. You know, he saw you, or I should say, you saw us at the Rebreather 3 forum, and I was kind of delving into that world, that technical world of rebreathers a little bit, and having some fun with that, and I got an email from you, and you went to Cayman right after that for that rebreather, what was that called again, Interspace?
Yeah, Interspace. It was the ninth annual Interspace meeting that... It was held with Dive Tech and Cobalt Coast down at Grand Cayman.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you had the KISS rebreathers there, right?
Correct. I was actually representing KISS down there with looking at both their closed-circuit rebreather models and their new semi-closed gym model as well.
Right. Now, yeah, just for the record, too, these KISS rebreathers aren't like rebreathers with a KISS rock band motif on them, even though that would be kind of cool. You might want to think about
that. You could probably get that airbrushed on if you wanted.
Yes, maybe so. But I know the thing unique about the KISS rebreathers, I've seen them at DEMA. I haven't been able to use these units before, but they seem pretty small and very modular type rebreather units. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, the KISS, you know, stands for, to be politically correct, keep it super simple, as opposed to what we normally think of when you hear KISS. But
sure.
The idea is that it is a mechanical rebreather as opposed to the electronic rebreathers like you've dove before with the Inspiration Evolution. The idea is that you have a fixed pressure and the intermediate pressure on your oxygen regulator on the KISS, so that there's a constant flow through a fixed orifice size. So there's a constant trickle of oxygen leaking into the system at just about your basal metabolic rate. And if you have to kick a little harder against current or something, you just kind of augment that flow, so that every 5 or 10 minutes during the dive, you may have to add a little bit of extra oxygen. But there's no solenoid that fires, and you're in charge of maintaining your PO2 on your own.
Okay, so it's a manually operated rebreather system.
Right. Actually, there's this constant flow, so you're not having to always add oxygen, but what you're basically doing is there's a constant flow at about normal workload, and then you have to augment that on occasion through the dive.
Okay, so less moving parts kind of thing, too,
exactly.
I guess,
again,
right?
Again, keeping it very simple, exactly.
Yeah. So you have the KISS rebreather system, but you also have a system that... as actually modular in that it'll work with a regular open circuit and modify an open circuit system. Is that right?
Right. The new, the latest thing we have at KISS Rebreathers is what's called the GEM. It's spelled G-E-M, and that stands for the Gas Extension Module. And what that basically is it takes a recreational diver who's got their regular open circuit rig. You can use your own BC. You can use your own regulator. Use your own cylinder of nitrox gas. And what happens is where you would normally have your octo come off of your regulator, you take that hose off, and there's a short hose that connects to a second-stage regulator. It's actually an Aqualung Micron in the loop. And the concept is this mouthpiece that Mike Young developed so that when you exhale from the loop, there's a small trickle of bubbles that basically exhausts about one-third of your breath, and then the next time you inhale, it adds that one-third gas back from your cylinder. So the idea is you're really breathing nitrox, but you're going to get a long gas extension and still get the benefits of warm, moist air and very minimal bubbles, so it helps with interaction with marine life and so forth. So it's a very simple system, very easy to travel with. I took mine to Palau and Yap a couple of months ago. It easily fits in an overhead, you know, very, very easy, and it works with the extended air cartridges.
Hmm. So you just attach that hose. Is there a different, there has to be a counter lung type of thing for it,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. There's a whole loop in counter lungs, which just kind of a clip onto your own BC,
okay,
a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And then your regular second stage that you would normally be breathing from open circuit becomes your bailout. You just wear that on a necklace around your neck.
Hmm.
So like with any other rebreather, if there were a problem with the system, you would simply turn off the mouthpiece, take the loop out of your mouth, and just start breathing off your regular open circuit gear, and you're breathing off the aluminum 80 open circuit on your back.
Interesting. So it's kind of like taking the gas advantages of using a rebreather, where you could do one of these like 3-hour dives that we were talking about earlier. You might still have some bubbles, but at least you can get the extended bottom time.
Exactly. I've actually easily, with an aluminum 80 over in Jupiter, I know you know that area well.
Sure.
Have done like a 3-tank trip with the first dive in the 80 to 90 foot range, the second dive 70, 80 foot range, third dive around 60, and done 3 1-hour dives and still had almost half of a cylinder of gas left at the end of the day.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Well, and so that's the GEM system from KISS. And I am assuming people can just go to a website or just what, local KISS dealer? Or how do they find out where to get these things?
Well, locally in this area, my shop, which is Off the Wall Adventures, that's offthewalladventures.com, is one of the Florida dealers here.
That's Lakeland, Florida, by the way. Lakeland, right,
Lakeland,
smack
Florida,
dab
right.
In the middle of, you
right
know,
smack
middle
in
of
the
state.
Middle of Florida.
Yeah.
And then otherwise you can go to the website, which is www.kissrebreathers.com, and there's a great deal of information there about all of the systems.
I'm hoping maybe you'd give us a little shot to try one of these things, would you?
You're welcome to come over anytime.
I have to bring a mermaid or two with me, I'm guessing, though, right?
That would help quite a bit.
Yes, I figured as much. We'll see what we can do about making that happen. Doug, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here. Now we in luck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.